Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, October 20th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of environmental and energy news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Investor News Breaks, Safe and Green Holdings Corp., SGBX, subsidiary Olenox launches drilling review to drive 2026 production goals. Safe and Green Holdings Corp., NASDAQ SGBX, through its subsidiary Olenox Corp., has initiated a drilling review of multiple sites on existing oil and gas leases. Olenox plans to complete a drilling project in Q4 2025 and expand drilling efforts through 2026. CEO Michael McLaren aims to achieve 1,000 barrels of oil equivalent per day by 2026 through new drilling, well site revitalization, and acquisitions. Safe and Green Holdings specializes in modular solutions, providing safe and green structures for various industries. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. InvestorWire is a communication platform offering press release syndication services for companies and the investment community, delivering access to a wide network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications. Charbone announces a strategic alliance with a leading U.S. industrial gas producer. Charbone Corporation, a North American producer and distributor specializing in clean, ultra-high purity hydrogen and strategic industrial gases, has announced a strategic alliance with a major U.S. producer and distributor of industrial gases. This partnership will allow Charbone to expand its product offering, particularly in helium, and strengthen its position in the North American markets. By collaborating with a globally recognized partner, Charbone aims to enhance operational flexibility, optimize logistics, and establish strategic synergies. This alliance is a significant step in Charbone's long-term growth strategy to diversify revenue streams and consolidate its presence in the Canadian market. With the global industrial gas market expected to grow by 5.7% annually, this partnership represents a key advancement for Charbone in the sector.
State roundup, $1.75 billion in state bonds sought, hold on health insurance for undocumented residents. Ehrlich looked into joining Trump admin. A key fiscal panel is recommending the state to borrow up to $1.75 billion for capital projects in the coming fiscal year. Maryland officials have delayed access to the state health insurance marketplace for undocumented immigrants until 2028. Federal warnings of Antifa infiltration at No Kings demonstrations in Maryland have been issued. A watchdog has raised concerns about voter registration integrity after finding an illegal voter on the rolls. Maryland consumers may face inflated electricity costs due to data center electricity demand forecasts. Maryland voters oppose Trump's policies, including National Guard use and immigration cuts. Former Governor Ehrlich expressed interest in joining the Trump administration. Celeste Iroha drops out of the Montgomery County executive race. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton indicted for storing classified information. Maryland faces a potential freeze on $184 million in energy grants. A new online system in Maryland promises faster payouts for unclaimed property claims. A former Howard County hearing examiner questions the decision to remove her contract.
UGI system upgrades beginning this week in South Whitehall Township. UGI Utilities, Inc. is set to kick off a natural gas main replacement project in South Whitehall Township starting on Wednesday, October 22nd. The upgrades are part of UGI's dedication to providing safe and reliable service. The work will take place on Hausman Road between Southgate Court and Tilghman Street, as well as at the intersection of Tilghman Street and Hausman Road. Construction will occur Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., with potential lane restrictions for drivers. Some natural gas service interruptions are expected, requiring access to properties for inspection and equipment relighting. The new gas main installation is projected to be finished by mid-November, with temporary restoration immediately following. Final paving will be completed at a later date. UGI Utilities, Inc. serves over 760,000 customers, and more details can be found at www.ug.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.